Another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
And Kearney Catholic will push the ball up the floor. Teal baseball pass down. Another three right corner. Prasoski is 3 for 3. 11 points for Allie Prasoski. The Stars are 4 of 6 from downtown. And all of a sudden, their 7-point deficit is a 7-point lead.
Tonight, it's the semifinals of the Central Catholic Early Season Tournament as the Kearney Catholic Stars battle the Norfolk Catholic Knights. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
But on the right wing, sneaking in from behind and knock the ball away will be Harrison Pierce. Fast break up to Moore. Moore lays it up in, and a blocking foul called on Skolai. And a chance for a three-point play here for Matt Moore.
The Kearney Catholic girls play their season opener tonight after receiving an opening round bye. The boys down Parkview Christian while Norfolk Catholic rolled Sandy Creek. It's the Knights and Stars coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Sandy Creek High School with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back, everyone, to Sandy Creek High School for continuing coverage of Kearney Catholic basketball as the Stars take on the Norfolk Catholic Knights. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. In the girls' game tonight, it got off to a rough start, but Kearney Catholic was able to hit a couple of spurts and then pull away in the fourth quarter for a 50-32 win over Norfolk Catholic. Kylie Teal, the only player in double figures for either team, had 16 points. For Kearney High tonight, they were swept in their season openers by Millard West. Millard West edges the Lady Cats 50-47, and they win the boys' game 52-33. Our boys' game tonight between Norfolk Catholic and Kearney Catholic, both winners last night. Norfolk Catholic beating Sandy Creek on their home court in Norfolk, and Kearney Catholic also at home beat Parkview Christian earlier tonight. It was no problem for Sandy Creek to defeat Parkview Christian in the consolation games. The other side, Grand Island Central Catholic is playing Centura in the semifinal game, and so those two teams will play these two teams either in the championship or third place games tomorrow. Central Catholic also is rated in the C1 preseason rankings, fourth in the Lincoln Journal Star, and in the Omaha World Herald, they're also the number 4 team. So some good teams, both boys and girls, in this early season tournament. We'll take a look at the starting lineups in a moment here on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Time now to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For Norfolk Catholic, number 4, 6'1" senior Jacob Beller. Number 11, 6'2" senior Nathan Boyle. Number 15, 6'4" junior Matt Miller. Number 23, 6'4" senior Bo Schomer. And number 33, 6'4" junior David Engelhop. The head coach of the Norfolk Catholic Knights is Shane Anderson, assisted by Josh Clark and Zach Simon. They're ranked 7th and 8th of the preseason rankings, 1-0 after the win over last night against Sandy Creek. For the Kearney Catholic Stars, they will go with number 10, 5'11 junior Tyler Mestel. Number 13, 6'1 senior Zach Jackson. Number 14, 5'11 sophomore Brady Holtmeyer. Number 22, a 6'2 senior John Masker. And number 23, a 5'9 senior Harrison Pierce. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Scott Carlin, assisted by Don Leese, A.J. Landon, Alex Leese, and Matt Johnson, along with Bob Langan, new to the staff this year. And those are the starting lines brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Obviously, as you heard the starting lineups, you heard what the Stars will be going up against tonight. Both of these teams and schools and athletes went deep into the state football playoffs, had a very good fall, so they both shook off the rust last night. But Norfolk Catholic has a bunch of 6'4 players. They're going to be taller, and the seed to success tonight for Kearney Catholic is to rebound. Our six seeds to success are brought to you by your Pioneer seed representative, Craig Weeches. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer, rebounding for the Stars, the seed to their success. We'll get the opening tip in a moment.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, just a sec. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Ball's in the air. The opening tip controlled by Norfolk Catholic, and they'll quickly get it inside. Shot no good by Bo Schomer, and the rebound brought down by Harrison Pierce, and Kearney Catholic does get that first board of the ball game. Out top to Holtmeyer. He'll work it over to Jackson. Get it up top. They'll go into the hands of Mestel. Now driving in Jackson. Scoop shot no good. Ball might have been partially tipped. The rebound brought down by Schomer. And up the floor they'll go. Fast break. Trying to push off. Engelhop shot no good. Crashed the boards. Engelhop got it back, and he'll be fouled on the way up. David Engelhop will go to the line to shoot two. We had a lot of early whistles in our girls' game, and it kind of subdued as the game moved along. We'll see if it's the same here in our boys' contest. At the line to shoot two will be Engelhop. And this is without Chase Farley, their 6'4 senior. He is not back yet after tearing an ACL a little bit in football, so Chase Farley not part of the team right now. The foul, by the way, was called on Brady Holtmeyer. His first and the second free throw is no good. And Tyler Mestel will pull down the rebound. So a couple chances here for Norfolk Catholic. Not able to cash in. And at the other end, there's a quick foul. And Schomer goes, what happened? He'll get the foul. First of the game on the Knights. Kearney Catholic on the baseline. Pierce to throw it in. Holtmeyer's unguarded. Seven-footer is good. They inbounded it so quickly that they weren't ready on the Norfolk Catholic Knight defense, and Kearney Catholic will hit the first bucket 2-0. Into the front court with it will be Boyle. Guarded to the man-to-man here by Kearney Catholic. Boyle is guarded by Masker. Kick it over to the left wing and back to the high post to Engelhop. Engelhop puts the ball on the floor. And another hand-check foul going to be called here on Tyler Mestel. So it looks almost identical to what we saw in the girls' game. Throwing it in, a little contact, trying to get the ball in, and they overthrow the intended inbound man of Schomer. It's going to be picked off. Pierce comes to the other end, then has it knocked out of his hands. It'll still be Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own hoop. Nebraska volleyball team is in action tonight as they are taking on Hofstra in the NCAA tournament. We'll get some results here for you in a little bit as Kearney Catholic throws it away. It will be their first turnover, each team with an early turnover here tonight. Two nothing, Kearney Catholic, 90 seconds in to our boys' semifinal. Both teams will play tomorrow at 3:15, regardless of the result here. And driving in, the scoop shot is up and in by Engelhop. Stars went for the steal, didn't get it, and that left them with an uncontested move to the hoop and collapsing in, trying to play some defense there. Kearney Catholic with the foul on Harrison Pierce. And the free throw is up, and it's high off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound brought down by Masker. So Engelhop has missed three free throws here in the first quarter. And another foul at the other end. So five total fouls. We've played a minute 42. This one will be called on Bo Schomer. No, they'll take that down. They'll change it. They'll go to Beller with the foul. Three on Kearney Catholic, two on Norfolk Catholic. Stars with it. Holtmeyer tries baseline, kicks it out for the three-pointer. It is no good by Harrison Pierce. Rebound brought down by Boyle. Boyle will push it up the floor. And Kearney Catholic using the hips. They're just going to have to stop. They're not going to allow it to happen here. Harrison Pierce with his second foul. And let's see what Coach Carlin wants to do. He's going to leave him in there with two fouls in 2 minutes. Inbounds pass comes to Matt Miller from the half-court line. Miller drives to the baseline, working on Jackson. Turn around, wants to shoot, passes it back out to Engelhop. Swings it over to Beller. Jacobs skips it right wing. Now nice move to the hoop. The layup is up and in by Matt Miller. They overplayed him, and Miller burned him. And it's 4-2 as Mestel outlet pass is picked off. Norfolk Catholic has it again in the hands of Miller. He'll hit the trailer, and the shot is up, and it is no good for Bo Schomer. The rebound is run down to the corner there by Beller. Back out for a wide-open three that is too strong by Boyle, and the rebound comes down to John Masker. Right into the hands of Tyler Mestel. Mestel out between the circles. Swings it over to the right side to Zach Jackson. Bounce pass on the post. They're not going to be able to get a lot done on the post. And now a foul down inside on Beller. And that will be his second. He's already headed to the sidelines. And it looks like mass substitutions for both teams. Each team will run in three different players here. And there's no doubt they've called it close here in the first 3 minutes. Seven total fouls. Stars ball underneath their own hoop. And to throw it in will be Bryce James. He'll go into the corner to Nathan Williams. Williams tries to get it to Nathan Howe. And it's going to be punched out of bounds. Holtmeyer and Jackson stay in for Kearney Catholic. Now some discussion with the scorers table here. So kind of a herky-jerky. It was a sloppy start to the girls' game, and it's kind of been that way here in the boys' game. Stars ball to throw it in. James underneath his own hoop. Inbounds pass is tipped. Ends up back in James' hands. He's in the left-hand corner. He's used up his dribble. Gives it off to Jackson. They'll get it out to Holtmeyer. Open three for Brady is no good. Rebound brought down offensively by the Stars. And Zach Jackson, he'll have to dribble out of the paint. Give it to Williams in the right-hand corner. Nathan, skip pass over the top of the Knights' zone. They're running a 2-3. Williams, he'll cast up the three. It's no good. Backside rebound, grab of the Knights. Pushing it up the floor is Matt Miller. And a body foul on Bryce James. It'll be his first, and the Knights will take it out near midcourt. 4-2, Norfolk Catholic, 4:43 to go here in the opening quarter. The Lady Stars won tonight 50-32. We'll talk with Coach Petrie at halftime. Off a couple of picks, they'll throw it at the top of the key to Miller. Miller, covered, drives, dishes it underneath. Layup good, Austin Becker. And the ball gets knocked away. It ends up on the stage, so they'll blow it dead. 6-2, though, after the Stars score the first point. Three straight buckets here by the Knights, and they will put on some pressure. And with those long arms, a lot of 6'4 guys, they cover it well, and the Stars will throw it away on the inbounds. Just a little wide of Bryce James. Third turnover for Kearney Catholic. Norfolk Catholic will throw it into the front court from the side. And it'll be Boyle. Goes backside. Tough catch. Got it back out to Seth Montag, who's here in the right-hand corner. Back up top to Boyle. Guarded by Jackson. No dribble. No pass. Finally, back up top. Play a little two-man game with a back cut. Well covered. Picked off by Zach Jackson. Second night's turnover. Jackson coast to coast. Dishes it to the trailer, and his shot is swatted out of bounds. Nathan Howe meet Austin Becker. Becker, another 6'4". I'm telling you, folks, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players for Norfolk Catholic all listed at 6'4". And maybe that's all the higher they're chart goes up at Norfolk. A couple of them look taller. They don't all look the exact same height. And the Stars to throw it in. John Masker back of the ball game. He'll get it into Pierce. Back to Masker playing a two-man game on the right-hand wing to Williams on the high post. Back on the corner. Fadeaway three is good for John Masker. And Kearney Catholic hits their first trifecta of the day. 6-5, Norfolk Catholic, 3:55 to go here in the first quarter. Here on Classic Hits, as always, online, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Matt Montag drives the lane. He's out of control, kicks it out top. Jumper by Miller, no good. Fighting for the ball, and a pushing foul going to be called on Norfolk Catholic. Bryce James was hustling to the ball, and one of the Knights kind of ran him over, also hustling to the ball. That's Becker, his first foul. We have had 9 fouls called midway through the first quarter, 5-4. And across the timeline, it'll go to the right elbow. Mestel hands it right back off to Pierce. Pierce gets it inside Williams. Turnaround jumper no good. Tries to follow his own shot and can't quite grab it. Out of bounds it goes. Stars thought it was knocked out of Williams' hands, but they're not going to get the call. And now some pressure away from the ball. And we're going to get an offensive foul called on the Knights, and it's going to be on Jacob Beller for a push-off trying to gain some space on Harrison Pierce. And that will be the third foul on Beller, and he'll come out with 3:25 in the first. So the Stars will get the ball underneath their own hoop. They'll throw it out to Pierce, right back in the corner. Masker tries another three. It is no good. And a push-off trying to get position. It's going to go on Williams. First on Nathan. Both teams playing the old-school style of hand-check basketball, and they're just not letting them pound off each other here in the first quarter. We're going to be shooting a lot of free throws here in the first half if this keeps up. Driving the baseline. Cut off that time is Boyle. He'll lob it back out top to Becker. Into the hands of Montag, right side of the key. Left-hand dribble doesn't really go anywhere on Mestel and backs it out between the circles. Little pick and roll, but covered is Becker. Kick it on the left wing. Nothing there for Boyle. Back inside, he'll drive, force that jumper, hit the iron, no good, got his own rebound, and he'll score. Boyle forced the first one, but was able to corral the board, and it's 8-5, Norfolk Catholic. Stars trying to break the press, swing it over on the weak side here to John Masker, a pull-up three in transition, it's no good. Rebound grabbed by the Knights. Matt Miller comes up with a loose ball. Kearney Catholic is one of six from three-point land. The Knights try to get the ball inside with their height and physicality. Faking the three is Boyle. Starts to drive, pulls up over Williams, and they're going to call Williams for the foul. And for Nathan, that'll be his second. And at the line to shoot two will be the Norfolk Catholic Knights. Nate Flaherty has come in, but it is Miller at the line, or Boyle at the line. And the first one is on the way, and it is good. 9-5, Norfolk Catholic in mass substitutions again. Now we get ready for the next free throw. As Boyle puts it up, and good. So Boyle knocks them both down, and it is 10-5, Norfolk Catholic. Holtmeyer has the ball for Kearney Catholic. Back out to Pierce. Into the ball game, Matt Master for the Stars. To John at the free throw line. Dribbles down the left side of the key. Has his shot blocked out of bounds by Bo Schomer. Zach Jackson also on the floor for Kearney Catholic. That's their five right now. And it's their ball underneath their own hoop. John to throw it in. Masker goes up top. It's going to be knocked away by Montag. Steal is made. Back to Seth underneath the hoop. Comes to a jump stop. Goes to the trailer. Schomer and has the shot blocked out of bounds from behind by John Masker. 2:01 to go in the first quarter. Norfolk Catholic 10, Kearney Catholic 5. And it'll be Nathan Boyle to throw it in. Boyle looks, throws it out to the top of the circle to Montag. Seth will hold the ball. Pierce right on him. Trying to get some separation, but still 22 feet away. Back down to the midcourt circle to Nathan Boyle. Now Jacob Malachik is in. He's got it on the right side of the key. Up top to Montag. Ton of players already in the game. Montag puts his head down, drives the center of the lane, scoops it up and in. First bucket for Seth, and now a 7-point lead for Norfolk Catholic here in the first quarter. 90 seconds remaining. Little bounce pass down to Matt Masker from Jackson. He'll hit the trailer. Brady Holtmeyer forces it underneath the glass left side. No good. And the rebound brought down by Schomer. Up ahead, Miller. They want to run. Miller takes it in, scoops it up, and scores. Nathan Boyle will lay it up, make it a 9-point game, 14-5. Stars have been stuck on five now for a couple of minutes. They try a back cut to John Masker. The ball deflected. It goes out of bounds, and it will stay with Kearney Catholic. You're listening to High School Hoops on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Sutton, Giltner, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're here at Sandy Creek High School for tonight's semifinals. Stars will get it out to John Masker. The lefty's three comes up short. Rebound Montag at the top of the circle. He pushes the ball up. 2-on-3. Doesn't have numbers. And it'll be Boyle to try and force it in again. And he ends up traveling with the basketball that time. As he pushed his way in, he stepped on a foot and went down. Third turnover for the Knights. 14-5. Kearney Catholic to throw it in to Pierce. Unguarded in the backcourt. So Harrison will bring it across the timeline. And just kind of dribble in place here. Not looking for the last shot, just trying to get his offense set. Starts to the right, spins to the left, 5 second count on. Back cut, Brady Holtmeyer. Can't get a shot away, kicks it out to Matt Masker. 13 footer, no good. Rebound, Zach Jackson. He's in the paint, has to kick it back out. Pierce throws up a wild shot, no good. And then it's knocked out of bounds off the Stars. 14-5, Norfolk Catholic, 18 seconds to go in the first quarter. And coming in is Jacob Malachik. Waiting for the inbounds here. Chance for one more shot for the Knights. Plenty of time. Backcourt pressure put on by Kearney Catholic. They'll get it in the hands of Matt Miller. Miller brings it across the timeline. Jump pass over to Malachik. Tries to throw it inside. It's stolen away. And then Kearney Catholic moves too quick and loses it right back. So a break for the Knights. They're going to go ahead and get away with a mistake here and be able to inbound it in the front court with 7 seconds to go. Kearney Catholic. Multiple substitutions, including Braxton Bellamy coming in for the first time. 7 seconds. See if the Stars can get a stop here. Throwing it in right in front of us is Matt Miller. Throws it into the lane. Nobody's there. It's stolen away. Up the floor with it, Matt Masker. He'll give it off to James. Shot at the horn will count, and it's good. John Masker hit the three. A much-needed bucket, the second three for Masker, and it got Kearney Catholic to 8. So your score at the end of 1, Norfolk Catholic 14, Kearney Catholic 8, and we'll be back after this on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
At the end of one quarter, your score is Norfolk Catholic 14 and Kearney Catholic 8. Stars had 5 turnovers. Norfolk Catholic had 5 turnovers in the first quarter. Rebounds, 9 for the Knights, 6 for the Stars. 3-point shooting, 0 of 1 Norfolk Catholic, 2 of 8 for Kearney Catholic. Stars did not get to the line. Norfolk Catholic was 2 of 5. Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start the second quarter of play. Hit that 3 at the buzzer. Norfolk Catholic's really played very good defense, and of course, the much taller team is not allowing the Stars to do anything inside. They're going to have to hit shots here. As the pass almost got away, Nathan Howe made a great job to go back and get it. John Masker, another 3. It's up and in. He's the offense right now. 3 threes, 9 of the 11 points, and it's 14-11. A 3 to end the first, a 3 to start the second, and that closes a 9-point gap in a hurry. Norfolk Catholic works it against the man-to-man. Miller in the left-hand corner trying to post up down low as Flaherty. He's got it on the backside. Gets it back out into the hands of Engelhop. Or excuse me, that's Becker. Engelhop's on the bench. The ball's knocked away, and we got a fight for the ball on the ground. We had 12 fouls called in the first quarter. 7 on the Stars, 5 on the Knights, and this one will go on Norfolk Catholic. And it's going to be on Nate Flaherty, his first. Earlier tonight, Kearney Catholic girls won 50-32. Millard West swept Kearney, winning the girls' game 50-47 and the boys' game 52-33. Kearney will head east. Lincoln Southeast and Bellevue West are playing on the other side of this early season shootout, and they play tomorrow. Kearney Catholic will play tomorrow at Grand Island Central Catholic. Girls at 1:30, boys at 3:15. Jackson drives into the paint, tries a no-look pass to Mestel and didn't get it to him. Out of bounds it goes. So the Stars will drive and take it into the paint and take it at the big guys, and they usually get double-teamed. The key is to find the open guy. They're making some nice passes, but really the shots aren't falling. Only 1 2-point shot here in the game, and here's Boyle again, and he's going to be called for a charge. He made a nice flip shot down the lane. It went in, but you wave it off in the high school ranks, and that charge will be Boyle's first foul of the game. Remember, Jacob Beller is on the bench with 3 fouls in the first quarter. Nobody else has more than one for the Knights. Pierce and Williams have 2 apiece for the Stars. 14-11 Norfolk Catholic. Opening moments here of quarter number 2. Master tries a 17-footer left corner. No good. Nathan Boyle there for the board. Boyle brings it to midcourt. Stops. Needs some help. Long pass into Miller's hands on the left elbow. Becker calling for the ball underneath. Really didn't do a whole lot of work to try and get open, though. And a reach-in foul on Tyler Mestel. Oh, are they going to call? No, they're going to call offensive. They're going to call a lowering the shoulder there on Norfolk Catholic. And that's why the Kearney Catholic bench is applauding. Flaherty with his 2nd. And it comes back over to Kearney Catholic. 8th team foul, but it's an offensive player control, so no free throws. As Bryce James will get it to Mestel on the left elbow, swings it over to Pierce, down on the baseline to Holtmeyer, skip pass back to James, into the corner, Jackson, open look from 14, got it. That's the way they're going to have to move the ball all night long. And Kearney Catholic has scored 8 in a row to cut it to 1, 14-13. 6 minutes to go, 2nd quarter. Becker's open under net, catches the deflected pass, kicks it back out, though. As the Knights haven't done a whole lot trying to post up, they'll drive, dish underneath to Flaherty, and he'll shoot and score. Nice pass to him by Miller. Flaherty with his first bucket, and that snaps the 8-0 run by the Stars, 16-13. Norfolk Catholic by 3. James gives it over on the right side. Pierce lobs it back door, trying to get it to Holtmeyer, and up to knock it away is Austin Becker. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll look at the first half stats, recap the girls' game, talk with Lady Stars coach Rick Petrie. Don't forget tomorrow the Kearney High Wrestling invite here on Classic Hits. The finals to start at approximately 4. Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island all looking good to start the season. The Stars, out of bounds play. They go to Mestel, and Tyler's first bucket of the game is a 3-pointer. And we are all tied at 16 as Norfolk Catholic tries to run the floor. The pass is deflected away. So Kearney Catholic got a nice little run here after being down 14-5, an 11-2 run to tie it up 16-all. 5:20 to go. Let's see if the Knights can get it back under control with most of their starters back on the floor. Inbounds pass comes to Montag in a right-hand corner. Starts to drive and a hip check on Bryce James. His 2nd, and free throws coming up for Seth Montag. He'll shoot 2. As we said, both teams played last night. Norfolk Catholic getting the win at home over Sandy Creek as Montag's front end of the 1-1 is no good. And the rebound brought down by Brady Holtmeyer. That'll be his 2nd, and the Stars getting ready to sub. And a timeout going to be called by Kearney Catholic. They were getting in a little bit of problem, but Coach Carlin wanted to sub anyway. So timeout. First one of the game brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We're tied at 16. Kearney Catholic, Norfolk Catholic, 5:04 to go, 2nd quarter.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
5:02 to go here in quarter number 2. Kearney Catholic out of the timeout, has the basketball. Looking for their 2nd lead. Ball's loose on the floor, and it's going to be picked up by Norfolk Catholic. The Knights trying to bring it up the floor. They'll get it into the hands of Engelhop. Engelhop on the right baseline. He stepped out of bounds. They missed it, and he gets a reverse layup and scores. Englehop gets the benefit of the no call. It was right in front of us, so that's why we could see it. But a bucket there, and now Englehop tries to make the steal. It's getting kicked around. It gets knocked out of bounds, and it's going to belong to Kearney Catholic. So out of that timeout, Norfolk Catholic trying to turn up the pressure here as they lead it by two. The Nebraska volleyball team leading Hofstra two sets to none. And they lead it 15-9 in the third, going for the sweep, meaning they play tomorrow at 7 in the second round. And if they can get out of Lincoln, then it's off to Seattle for the regionals, where the third seed Washington would wait in the Elite Eight. Foul called on Norfolk Catholic's David Englehop is his first. And at the line will be Zach Jackson to shoot a 1-1. His first free throw attempt of the ball game is up and good. 3 points for Zach. 18-17. With more subs continuing to come in for Norfolk Catholic. And the free throw is up and it is good. So Jackson hits them both. And we're tied again at 18. Up the floor with it. Norfolk Catholic brings it to the left-hand wing. Back up top, they'll go to the big fella, Englehop. Of course, they're all big at 6'4". To Matt Miller, drives baseline, gets position underneath, leans back, shot won't go, but a whistle. And a foul is going to be called on Matt Masker. That'll be his first. And at the line to shoot two will be Miller. Matt hasn't been to the line, has one bucket in the ball game. Free throw is on the way, and it rattles in. Norfolk Catholic scored 83 points last night, beating Sandy Creek 83-48. Kearney Catholic beat Parkview Christian 55-35. They'll play a more of a defensive game, obviously. Second free throw up, and it's good. So Miller hits them both, 20-18, midway through the second quarter in favor of Norfolk Catholic. Stars will take it to Matt Masker, dribbling at the top of the circle, guarded by Montag in a matchup. On the left wing, they'll go to James. Back out Holtmeyer, left elbow, trying to force a shot here. Finally has to kick it back out top to Howe. Nathan penetrates, back out to Masker, 14-footer, no good. And high in the air, Englehop will grab the rebound. Up ahead, Miller, he takes it to the hole and scores. Transition bucket for the Knights, and they're back up by four, 22-18. Harrison Pierce, top of the circle. Ball fake to Holtmeyer. Good move past his man. Left-hand scoop shot, no good. Two stars tap it, and it goes into the hands of Schomer. And the Knights trying to make a little bit of a run here. They get it into the hands of the big guy, Englehop, and he'll score. 6 quick points by the Knights to go up 24-18. 3:05 to go here in the half. James, the trailer, takes it on the right wing. Overload that side. Quick reverse over to Holtmeyer. Back up top, James. Brings it to the right elbow, double hop, no good. Fight for the loose ball. It's loose on the floor. Seth Montag battles and wins. Long outlet pass thrown away. A no-looker trying to get it to Miles Verbka. And the Knights turn it over for the second time here in the quarter. 24-18, Norfolk Catholic. Kearney Catholic on the floor with Mestel, Pierce, Jackson, Holtmeyer, and John Masker, the original starting five, are all now back out on the floor against Norfolk Catholic, who has a couple of their second-teamers in. Pierce will walk it up the floor, try and get things directed. Wants to dribble into a double team. Now his pass is deflected and another Kearney Catholic turnover. That'll be their eighth. And then it's taken almost right back. Pierce just about got the turnover, but when he went to throw it off Verbka's leg, missed, and out of bounds it went. Knights ball right at midcourt, and to throw it in is Verbka. Waiting, and now has to toss it all the way back to his own bucket into the hands of Nathan Boyle. Boyle, they're trying to trap him up top, but he keeps his distance. Swings it over to Verbka, who dribbles back to the top of the circle. The Knights have figured something out here, and Hoberg will join, or will drive and throw it up. No good for Montag. Rebound brought down by Kearney Catholic. Looked like that's Masker. And then the Stars throw it away again. The last 2 minutes, a definite change in what had been going on. The Stars had fallen down 9 early, 14-5, and came back to tie it at 16, and now they trail 24-18, exactly 2 minutes to go before halftime. Stars knew that they would be in a battle tonight, maybe not quite as deep as they've been recently. They haven't used 10 guys. They can use them, but they have been a little more conservative here in the second quarter. As Boyle drives, kicks it into the corner for a three-pointer on the way. No good by Montag. It bounces off the rim a couple of times. Players on the floor. Rebound by Miller. He'll put it up. No good. And then the ball gets punched out of bounds. Brady Holtmeyer gets himself up off the floor, kind of shaking that right leg a little bit. And now the Knights will throw it in from the baseline. Miller, backside, gets it to Flaherty, 10-footer, no good. Offensive rebound brought down again by Miller. He's just taller. They'll throw it out top, and a foul called on Kearney Catholic's Harrison Pierce on the trap. That'll be the third on Pierce. Both teams are in the double bonus. So two free throws coming up here for the Knights. And Nathan Boyle, 2 of 2, had all 6 of his points in the first quarter. And the free throw is up and in. So Pierce will check out. Bryce James will check back in. Listening to High School Hoops, KKPR-FM. Kearney, Gibbon, Wood River. Second free throw is good. The free throw is good, and then a foul is called on Kearney Catholic on the lane. Brady Holtmeyer, his second, and that means more free throws are coming up. So Boyle hit them both, and now at the line to shoot two more, Austin Becker. There is some chirping and has been as Becker missed the first one from the Kearney Catholic bench. And it caught the attention of the officials just before this exchange. Second free throw now for Becker is up, and it's no good. And the rebound brought down by Kearney Catholic, and they're going to call Norfolk Catholic over the back. And you get the sarcastic cheer from the Kearney Catholic fans. Zach Jackson will walk to the other end, and he will shoot two. The foul will be called on David Engelhop, his second. So just like in the ladies' game, a ton of first-half fouls. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out in the second half. 26-18, Norfolk Catholic. They've scored 8 in a row to get the lead. Tyler Mestel, will be at the line to shoot two, and the first one is no good. He hit a 3-point bucket earlier in this quarter. But Kearney Catholic only has 2 2-point buckets in the game. Second free throw, Mestel up, and he gets the second one. So it's 26-19, snaps the 8-0 run of the Knights. Full court pressure on. The ball is tipped, but picked up there by Boyle. Boyle has been the consistent player here as the pass swatted away by Mestel out of bounds. But Boyle has kind of been the glue here so far for the Knights that have held them together. He's got 8 points, 3 rebounds. He's handling the ball. Now Montag will check back into the ball game. So Kearney Catholic will counter with Nathan Howe. Howe, Masker, James, Jackson, and Mestel. Norfolk Catholic ball from the side. They'll throw it in. Becker into the corner. Gets it to Miller. Miller back to the basket. They're clearing out the lane now. Everybody's up top. They'll take the three, and it is good by Matt Miller, who's got 7 in the quarter, and now the biggest lead of the game for Norfolk Catholic. They are up by 10, 29-19. And Kearney Catholic dribbles it off their foot and out of bounds. 10th turnover by the Stars. So they got back in it, and they have kind of gotten themselves back out of it right now. Have the Stars. And how many more points can the Knights put on here in the final minute of the half? As Boyle brings it into the front court, then throws it back to Montag. And a travel going to be called on Norfolk Catholic. That'll be the 8th turnover here on the Knights. And Kearney Catholic will get it into Bryce James. James will slowly dribble it towards midcourt. over on the left wing. You've got a Hastings officiating crew, and of course, Coach Carlin went to Adams Central, so I'm sure they've known him since he was a little pup. So there's some definite conversation going on as John Maskin with a left-hand dribble will bring it into the paint and put it up and in. He has got 11 of the Stars, 21 points, 9 from 3 threes, 29-21, and a carry. No, a timeout. A timeout going to be called here by the Knights of Norfolk Catholic to set up one final play, you would appear here in the second quarter. 26 seconds remaining in the first half. It's Norfolk Catholic 29, Kearney Catholic 21 here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Back out of the Nebraska Land National Bank timeout here at Sandy Creek. A big thank you to our sponsors, Russ Neinmeyer, the athletic director, and the folks here for their hospitality. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Final 28 seconds of this first half. And inside, they get a nice pass to Montag. Seth off the screen, scores. Kearney Catholic even grabbed the jersey, but there was no foul. 31-21, still 10 seconds. Stars get it into Masker, trying to set up a late play. Knights coming way out to play defense. Masker, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. They're not even going to get a shot away. And that is halftime. They hit a three, but they say it's after the buzzer. So the Stars a little confused about what to do there and not able to get a shot off before the buzzer. So it was 9 points, Norfolk Catholic. Kearney Catholic came back and tied it, but now the Knights have taken it back out to 10. It is halftime here in the Central Catholic early season tournament semifinals. Norfolk Catholic 31, Kearney Catholic 21. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report in a minute.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back to Sandy Creek High School. It is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. In our boys' semifinal, it is Norfolk Catholic 31 and Kearney Catholic 21. Earlier tonight in a consolation boys' game, it was Sandy Creek taking care of Parkview Christian. And earlier tonight, Kearney High swept on opening night in a battle of top 10 teams. Millard West won the girls' game 50-47, and they won the boys' game 52-33. Here, the Kearney Catholic girls, a 50-32 win over Norfolk Catholic, and Coach Rick Petrie back for another season of Lady Stars basketball. You guys had the night off last night because Parkview Christian just brings the boys' teams to the tournament, so always a little scary when the other team has a game under their belt.
Yeah, it is, you know. We were kind of in that situation last year that we played the first night Norfolk Catholic didn't play, and that was their opening game. And, you know, I think it showed a little bit, especially in the first half for us.
Thoughts? We were talking here. We've seen a lot of fouls. They're trying to emphasize some more hand checking. The kids have been taught that to put the hand on the hip, the hand on the back. It started a long time ago, some of it right here in this gym at Sandy Creek High School. And then with the boys, Grand Island Central Catholic, Coach Gavers and Neinmeyer, they were among the pros at it in the early day. And it's affecting. How hard was it for the girls? And I'm sure when we talk with Coach Carlin, he'll tell us. But how hard was it for the girls to overcome that? We had a ton of fouls in the first half of your game, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, as much as you want to emphasize it during the preseason and practice and stuff, once you get out during a game, it's a little bit different, and the pace of the pace is a lot quicker, a lot faster, and so the natural tendency is to, you know, reach out and hold people or push people away or put a hand on somebody, and so we didn't do a very good job of reacting to that the first half. We let them beat us off the dribble quite a bit, and, you know, we probably got what we deserved that first half.
You guys were actually the ones called for more fouls in the second half. It kind of turned around. It wasn't as a ton, but you got to play the Jamboree, and that's kind of something that's happened here the last handful of years playing Minden on Monday. So tell me about what you saw from that to what you saw tonight from your girls.
Well, you know, it's one of those things that I think we took care of the ball a little bit better tonight. It wasn't perfect. We did some things that normally we wouldn't do, but you know, a lot of it's trying to get the ball up the floor and things like that. So, you know, I think we made a big improvement from Monday night to here. You know, at least that's what I take away from it. I wasn't at the game Monday night, so. But our coaches did a great job, and looking on film, I think that was a big key.
Every time you've played Norfolk Catholic, you've kind of been able to shut them down with your defense. You do that to a lot of teams, but I think the defense maybe was the story again tonight for you.
It was. I think especially in that fourth quarter where we switched our zone for most of the fourth quarter, that really gave them some fits. I think that they're not a great outside shooting team, and we were able to put a little pressure up front on the guards, and just we seemed to rebound the ball a little bit better out of our zone tonight. I thought Maddie Squires in the second half was really, really good on the boards.
Things that you're going to need to improve on before you play again tomorrow afternoon in a very quick turnaround.
Yeah, it is. And a familiar foe again, Centura. So, you know, it's one of those battles, conference battle, although it's not a conference game, but, you know, that opponent. And I think that they will be much improved this year. And I'd really like to get our post players a little bit more involved and a little bit more active in what we're trying to do. I thought the first half we didn't do a very good job of that. And, you know, in the second half we did a little bit better. We didn't finish. Caitlin had a couple good looks and didn't quite finish. But, you know, they're getting a little better. And if we involve them a little bit more, then we'll be a lot better balanced.
You only have two seniors and two juniors on this year's team. Your thoughts about having so many younger girls. You've done that for years. You've been able to find freshmen and sophomore to play and do you well. But sometimes maturity, leadership, just the things that only juniors and seniors can provide. How have you seen that just through the first 3 weeks or so, 2 weeks or so of practice?
Well, you know, it's a little more interesting having a younger team. But the thing is, with that group of younger kids, I think that, you know, Tim Teal coached those girls when they were younger and has done a great job of teaching them the game of basketball. And I think that as they've progressed into our program, they understand the game really well and they know what the expectations are. And, you know, they're not afraid. They come out and they'll play against anybody, and they play hard and they do the right things. And, you know, so even though they're young, it's not quite the same as having you know, some different younger kids. So, you know, I'm pretty blessed to have that group of sophomores right now.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow on ESPN Radio at 1:30 against Centura. And, Rick, best of luck.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate you coming over.
You bet. Rick Petrie, head girls basketball coach, Kearney Catholic. They won it 50-32. Halftime of the boys game, Norfolk Catholic leads 31-21. We'll be back with the numbers right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Nebraska volleyball advances on to the second round of the NCAA tournament with a sweep tonight over Hofstra. Let's take a look at the first half stats quickly of our boys game. First off for Norfolk Catholic, we have Seth Montag with 4 points, 2 rebounds. Jacob Beller a rebound. Nathan Boyle has 8 points, 3 rebounds. 9 points for Matt Miller to lead the way, 4 rebounds. Bo Schomer, 3 rebounds and a block shot. David Engelhop, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Austin Becker, 2 points and a block. Nate Flaherty has 2 points. 9 rebounds in the first quarter, 6 in the second. So for the Norfolk Catholic Knights, 31 points, 15 rebounds at the free throw line. They were 4 of 7 in the second quarter, so they are 6 of 12 for the game. They're 1 of 3 from three-point land. They have 2 block shots, 8 turnovers. For Kearney Catholic, Tyler Mestel has 4 points and a rebound. Zach Jackson, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Brady Holtmeyer, 2 points, 2 rebounds. John Masker, 11 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 blocked shot. So at the half, 21 points here for Kearney Catholic, 9 rebounds at the free throw line. They are 3 of 4 from three-point land, 4 of 10, 1 block shot, and 10 turnovers. 31-21, Norfolk Catholic. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business and residential service, Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. The second half is next.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the college level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Ready to get the second half underway here. The green jerseys and gold trim for Kearney Catholic, white jerseys and red trim for Norfolk Catholic. A lot of fouls in that first half for Kearney Catholic. 3 on Pierce, 2 on Holtmeyer and Williams for Norfolk Catholic, 3 on Beller. Those were in the first quarter. Engelhop and Flaherty each with 2. Norfolk Catholic will get the third quarter possession to start things off. And Nate Boyle will put it in his hands. Spread the floor. Stars are going to come out in a 1-3-1 zone here. A new look. Inside, they'll get it. Schomer, short jumper, no good. Battles to get his own rebound. Does fade away. Back up off the glass. It spins out. Still fighting for the loose ball. And Kearney Catholic will come out of there with Harrison Pierce. Pierce will wait for the traffic to clear and bring it up on the right side of the key. Stutter dribble. Kicks it back out. Mestel right corner to Holtmeyer. Man-to-man defense. Or will they also go zone? Let's see. They are the man. Here's a 3. Pierce comes up short. No good. Rebound brought down on the backside by Matt Miller. And he will slow it down. Look to go with a long outlet, but decided to haul it back in to Beller. Beller holds it on the left wing. Boyle trying to get some screens away from the basketball. As the Stars now got back into a man, they just threw the 1-3-1 out there for a something of a new show on that first possession. Miller for 3. Comes up short, no good. Rebound grabbed by John Masker, his 4th. And again, there's no running game here for Kearney Catholic. They just haven't been able to get out in transition. Mestel for 3. Spins all the way around and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Engelhop. So a couple of 3s that wouldn't drop for the Stars. Still 31-21, no score in the first minute and a half of the third quarter. In the left-hand corner, Miller down to the baseline. Schomer got open. Shot no good. A lot of contact. He'll get his own rebound, and Mestel will be called for the foul. Tyler with his second personal foul. First foul on either team here in the half. Two free throws now for Schomer. And the first one is on the way, and it hits the front of the iron. No good. Bo looking for his first points of the basketball game. Second free throw now. On the way, and it skips out, and then it hits the floor. It's loose. It's picked up and scored by David Engelhop. Just a bad bounce there for the Stars. And a bucket for Norfolk Catholic, 33-21. Up top to Jackson. Jackson trying to work on Schomer. Into the paint. Bounce pass backside, and the layup is good for Harrison Pierce. Well executed. Backdoor bounce pass. And Pierce will get in the score column for the first time. And as we come the other way, the ball knocked out of bounds by the Kearney Catholic defense. 33-23. Lincoln Lutheran, or excuse me, Grand Island Central Catholic Centura playing on the boys' side. Winner of that, winner of this. And then there's also a third-place game. Pierce trying to knock it out of the hands of Miller, and Harrison is going to be called for his fourth personal foul. With 5:52 to go in the third quarter, he's destined for the bench again. Or are they going to call it on John Masker? Okay, they change it and call it on Masker. So a break for Pierce. And the free throw is on the way and no good for Matt Miller. So Norfolk Catholics shot 15 free throws, but they've only made six of them. Yet they still lead this one by 10. Second free throw. On the way, and it's no good. Fight for the loose ball again, and Kearney Catholic saves it in, but it goes right into the hands of the Knights. Short jumper no good by Schomer. Tries it again, and another foul. Kearney Catholic now getting worked on the boards. They were in it there for a while, and now they're getting hammered to start this third quarter, and the foul is on Mestel, his third. Schomer already four boards here in the third quarter, and we've played 2:15. 33-23. There is college football action going on tonight. A couple of championship games. The Pac-12 championship currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Oregon leads Arizona 6-0. And it's all Northern Illinois in the MAC game. 37-10 over Bowling Green with the first minute of the fourth quarter. Just underway. Free throw by Schomer is up, and it is in. Second one is not. Rebound brought down by Zach Jackson. Jackson outlet pass to Pierce into the corner. John Masker, quick three. It's good. Nothing but net for the lefty John Masker. That's his fourth three-pointer, and it keeps Kearney Catholic around 34-26. Boyle waits to bring it across the timeline. Nathan over on the left wing. Here is a Beller three. It is no good. Ran down another offensive rebound in the corner by Engelhop. He'll try and dump it inside to Miller. Low block right side. Back up top, Engelhop puts his shoulder down, drives the hoop, lays it over the rim and in. David with his 10th point of the basketball game. 10-point lead again for the Knights. 36-26, 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Jackson over to Masker. Unguarded three again, but that one comes up short. And then the ball goes out of bounds off of Norfolk Catholic. If they get an open three, they're firing, but now it's time for a shift change. Kearney Catholic will bring in four new players. Norfolk Catholic will bring in three new players. Stars are going to leave Jackson out there, but they'll bring in Bryce James, Nathan Howe, Nathan Williams, and Matt Masker. Stars ball in the front court. Can the second team find some offense? They'll get it into Matt Masker on the right wing. Back into the corner to James. He'll dribble it up top of the circle. Crossover dribble back to Masker, starts to drive, and then wants to hand it off, and out of bounds it goes to Norfolk Catholic. Just some miscommunication for Kearney Catholic. Their first turnover of the half. That's the first turnover for either team in this third quarter. 36-26, Stars trailing by 10. Pass knocked away. Ouch! Oh, my goodness, Nathan Howe. How did he not split his chin diving on the ground? They come away with the steal, and now a hand check foul called on Seth Montag after the steal. Nathan Howell, maybe he just got enough of his chest to hit the ground that he didn't knock himself out. Good hustle, though, by the star senior. Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own hoop. James nearly trapped in the corner. Outlet Jackson on the wing. He'll spin move. 360 in the lane. Has his shot blocked. Nate Flaherty comes away with it. And out of bounds it goes to Norfolk Catholic. It is a battle out there. They are really scrapping. 36-26. Norfolk Catholic with the lead that's been between 8 and 10 the whole third quarter, and we're about halfway through it. Not a lot of scoring. It was 31-21 at the half. Miller guarded by Williams way out at midcourt. He'll swing it over to Beller. Jacob stands at the 28-foot line. Now they try to dump it inside to Flaherty. Knocked out of bounds by Nathan Howe. Kearney Catholic won the girls' game earlier tonight, 50-32. Kylie Teal led all players with 16 points. Oh, Robert Montag is wide open backside. His 18-footer no good. The ball hits the floor again. Another near offensive rebound. It's actually kind of knocked out of Roberg's hands, picked up by Zach Jackson. He'll bring it all the way to the other end, steps on a foot, has to just toss the ball up for grabs, does get it to Howe, and now a reach-in foul on Montag, trying to deny the pass to Nathan Williams. That'll be his second foul. Kearney Catholic will bring Holtmeyer back in for Howe. And the Stars will inbound it on the far side near half court. Matt Masker to do so. Kearney Catholic was down 9 in the first quarter, ended up getting it tied at 16, and then we're down 10 at the half. Up top, Zach Jackson trying to open up that lane against the man-to-man, see if they can get some dribble drive. Long three, Jackson, no good, and fighting for position. We've got a foul called on Norfolk Catholic trying to get position. Stars are 1 of 5 from three-point land here in the third quarter. That makes them 5 of 15 for the game. The foul is on Jacob Beller, his fourth. He has not had a very good experience so far tonight. He had three fouls in the first quarter. Bryce James to throw it in. They'll lob it out top, nearly over Holtmeyer's head. One dribble, he'll give it to Jackson on the left wing. Jackson, crossover, just kind of staying in place off the screen to Masker. Matt tries to drive in. It's picked out of his pocket. Ball on the floor. Kearney Catholic dives on it and calls timeout, so they will save the possession, but the Stars will use their second timeout, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 3:22 to go in the third quarter of the early season tournament semifinals. It's Norfolk Catholic 36, Kearney Catholic 26 on Classic Hits.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal. With two pit locations to save you time and money, call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Dudaback on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, Fairfield, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com, Sandy Creek High School. Matt Masker in the lane, tries to force a shot up. It is no good. Comes up short to Matt Miller. Miller will clear it out, leading it by 10, 36-26. The Knights can't pull away. The Stars can't gain any ground. Miller goes on the right wing to Boyle. Boyle, pull-up jumper from 15. That time it will not go. And the ball is going to go out of bounds off of Norfolk Catholic. Good save that time by Brady Holtmeyer. He's able to grab it and throw it off the Norfolk Catholic defender to save the possession. And Mass changes again. Stars are going to bring in most of their starters here. In fact, it looks like they're all back in there. Johnny Masker along with Holtmeyer, Pierce. Well, Bryce James is in there. And not Tyler Mestel. James over to Brady Holtmeyer, left side of the key. Starts to dribble drive, cut off there by Flaherty. Double teamed, nearly lost the ball, and now reach in foul on Flaherty. Chopped the arm, says the official. And for Flaherty, that'll be his third, team's third. And back in the big boy combination of Bo Schomer and David Engelhop. 2:43 remaining in the third quarter. Nebraska will play Utah in the second round of the NCAA tournament tomorrow night, 7 o'clock on Nebraska Educational Television, Utah beating Kansas State. Nebraska sweeping Hofstra. Here's a give and go underneath. The short little jumper almost spun out for Brady Holtmeyer, but it will fall, and Holtmeyer with his second bucket of the ball game. 36-28, Stars putting on pressure. Can't trap if they don't score. They'll get it into the hands of Montag down the lane. Goes on the left wing, attacking the hoop. Engelhop on the elevation. He's fouled. Good job by Seth Montag moving the ball. Engelhop, 10 points, 5 boards, but he is 0 of 3 at the line as he toes the charity stripe here with 2:13 to go in the third quarter, 36-28, Norfolk Catholic. The foul on John Masker is his second. The free throw again is no good. Second free throw is on the way, and it is good. So Engelhop finally gets one to go through the cylinder from 15 feet away. 37-28. Kearney Catholic down by 9. We're down 10 at the half. Haven't been able to get close. Not a lot of points here. Here's a three-pointer. Mestel, that'll help. Tyler Mestel with his second three. He's got 7 points. 37-31. Stars back within 6. Miller into the front court. High post, he'll go to Schomer. Makes a nice pass to the baseline as Montag drives in, and a charge is going to be called. He just kind of lost his balance. He knew that he was going to run into Bryce James, and as he tried to stop, he actually lost his balance. And then the charge foul is called. That's the third on Seth, and it gives the Stars a possession. Down 6. Into James. They'll break the pressure. Mestel up ahead to Holtmeyer, back to Tyler. Underneath, Masker's open. The layup is blocked. They just got it to him too late. Good recovery by Schomer to swat it off the glass. Now a loose ball fight for it. And we are going to get a jump. The arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. Harrison Pierce will get credit for getting in there. He's never afraid to scrap for the basketball. So Kearney Catholic gets another shot here. And they'll throw it in uncontested at midcourt to Bryce James. We'll look at some scores here in just a moment from girls basketball as the ball stole it away, and Montag's in for an uncontested layup and will score. So just when the Stars had an opportunity to get it to 3 or 4, they find themselves down by 8. Tyler Mestel into the front court. Lost the ball, and then, oh, we got it back to Masker for 3. And it's no good in the corner. Backside rebound, Engelhop. And then it's stolen away by Bryce James. He'll swing it over to Pierce. Stars have numbers, but they don't attack. Now finally Pierce does and just leaves it off in the corner, and it's knocked out of bounds. Stars look a little winded right now with 53 seconds to go in quarter number 3. Ainsworth girls beat Orr tonight 66-51. Aurora over Schuyler 42-26. Axtell beat Bertrand's girls 49-48. Arapahoe over Hayes Center tonight. BDS over Hampton. Cambridge beats Eustis Farnham. Crofton another win. No problem over Laurel Concord tonight. Elm Creek over Southern Valley 42-37. Giltner beats High Plains. Central Catholic beat Wood River. Harvard over Franklin tonight. Hershey beat Gothenburg. Holdridge over Adams Central. Stars try another three-pointer. It is no good. Rebound by Matt Miller. Miller trying to push the ball up the floor. Decides the numbers aren't there and slows it down. Lawrence Nelson over Red Cloud girls tonight. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. 39-31, Norfolk Catholic. They were up by 10, cut to 6 for a moment. Now driving in Boyle. He's able to fire it off the glass and score. 10 points now for Boyle. The lead is back at 10, 41-31. 15 seconds to go. Harrison Pierce, spin move back out to Mestel. Holtmeyer into the corner to Masker. 9 seconds up top to Mestel. Contested 3, too strong. Rebound tipped into the hands of Norfolk Catholic. They'll get one fired away from half court that's not going to get there, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. So nothing has changed. It got down to 6. It never got higher than 10, and it's back to 10 again. Norfolk Catholic 41, Kearney Catholic 31. Each team scored 10 points in the third quarter. We head to the fourth next.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
We head to the fourth quarter here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It is Norfolk Catholic 41, Kearney Catholic 31. And the Knights will get the ball on the alternate possession to start quarter number four. Can the Stars heat up from outside? You figure they're going to have to hit some threes. The Knights have to hit some free throws and a hand check foul. It was almost an intentional foul. They just really were hand checking out front. John Masker will get his third, each team with five team fouls. Norfolk Catholic was 2 of 8 at the line last quarter. They are now 8-for-20. Kearney Catholic didn't shoot one. They are 3-for-4. Norfolk Catholic will throw it all the way into the backcourt to Seth Montag. Draws the double team and then loses them both as he spins to his right. Brings it in between the circles, trying to overplay the ball. Lob it down low. Great pass. Got it to Engelhop. Missed the layup. Got it back. Put it up. Missed it again. And then it's going to be grabbed by John Masker. So the Stars are living on the edge right now. Norfolk Catholic has had an opportunity to really pull away and just can't do it. Pierce, the left-hand corner, double-teamed. Now he's going to have to dribble through it, force it back out towards midcourt, and the Stars will turn it over. That'll be the third turnover of the half, 13th of the game on Kearney Catholic. Norfolk Catholic had two last quarter for a total of 10. Leading scores right now for Norfolk Catholic, Engelhop 11, Boyle 10, Miller 9. Kearney Catholic, John Masker 14, Tyler Bestel 7. Underneath again, there is Engelhop, and he got free for the layup. 43-31, the lead is now at 12, the biggest of the game. And at the other end, Pierce tries to force it in, and he's going to draw the foul. And Harrison Pierce will go to the line on the Bo Schomer foul. For Harrison, he's got one bucket, has not attempted a free throw. They have not been to the line near as much. Norfolk Catholic wants to play in the paint. Four free throw attempts for the Stars, 20 for Norfolk Catholic. But the Knights only have a +5 advantage from the line in points. Free throw, Pierce is up and in. Well, last night saw a 14-point run to end the game when Axtell came back to beat Pleasanton, so anything's possible, and we've got still 7 minutes left in this game. Second free throw up, and Pierce got them both, and that'll make it a 43-33 contest. Pressure in the backcourt, and they barely get it in. Montag has it. Back to Miller, one dribble, and a timeout will be called. They could tell they were in trouble. Timeout called here by the Norfolk Catholic Knights, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. It is 43-33, 6:55 to go, and we'll be back after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Don't forget tomorrow here on Classic Hits, live coverage of the Kearney High Wrestling Invitational Finals. Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, all in the Class A preseason top five. We expect a 4 o'clock start time. We'll keep you posted. The Kearney Catholic basketball games will be on ESPN 1460 tomorrow from Grand Island Central Catholic at 1:30 and 3:15. The girls will play Centura in the final. The boys will play either Central Catholic or Centura. High post with it, driving in is Schomer. They're going to give him the continuation bucket and a foul. Bo Schomer with his first field goal of the game and a chance to complete a three-point play. 'Kearney Catholic, Zach Jackson, his first, and the free throw is up and in. So Schomer is now 2 of 5 at the line. And it's 46-33, Norfolk Catholic, and 'Kearney Catholic has the pass tipped away and out of bounds. Again, Grand Island Central Catholic played Lincoln Lutheran. Centura played Wood River last night on the other half of the bracket. Norfolk Catholic played Sandy Creek. 'Kearney Catholic played the Parkview Christian boys. The 'Kearney Catholic girls had a bye into tonight. Pierce with it. Back out on the wing to Holtmeyer. Brady tries to drive, weaves his way through traffic. The scoop shot won't fall. He is fouled, hits the ground pretty hard. And he'll get up and shake it off, and Brady will go to the line for the first time tonight. He has 2 points, or 2 buckets for 4 points. And the foul will be called on Bo Schomer. His third. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, it's the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. We'll run down the final stats, catch up with Stars coach Scott Carlin. Some other girls' scores from tonight as we work our way down the list. Overton was a winner over Loomis, 47-33. Paxton beat Medicine Valley. Pleasanton over Arcadia Loup City by 2. Ravenna beat Sand Hill Stedford. South Loup over Twin Loup. Sutton over Friend. Wilcox Hildreth beat SEM in girls' hoops tonight. And the free throw is up, and it is in by Holtmeyer. Second one is on the way, and that is too strong. And the ball will be grabbed out of the air by Matt Miller, his 8th rebound unofficially. He'll hustle it up the floor, goes all the way. Scoop shot no good. Tip try no good by Schomer. And then another tip try is up and in by Matt Miller. And we talked about the seeds to success from Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer, at the beginning of the game, and told you that it would be rebounding. And that has started to play a factor here, as the 3-pointer by Pierce is no good. Ball goes out of bounds to Norfolk Catholic. The Stars are now just 2 of 10 from 3-point land in the second half. And they appear to be running out of gas right now. They're always going to be battling, but even with the depth, it is Boyle breaking the press. He goes in for an uncontested layup, and that's kind of what we're talking about. Stars still have 3 timeouts, but now this one has got away from him. It's 50-34, a 16-point lead, the biggest of the game. Jackson gets by his defender. He'll drive and draw a foul, but nothing's going in right now for 'Kearney Catholic. They have to take them all from the free throw line. Zach, 2 of 2 from the line, 4 points. Arapahoe boys beat Hayes Center tonight. BDS over Hampton. Sandy Creek over Parkview Christian here at 78-59. Millard West beat Kearney 51-33. Free throw by Jackson is up, and it is in. 50-35. Second free throw up, and it is in. So Jackson hits them both. 5 of 6 from the line here in the fourth quarter, and that's all of their points. 50-36, Norfolk Catholic still 5.5 to go. There's time, but the pace of the game doesn't really show that the Stars can come back unless they hit 3 or 4 threes in a row. Flaherty calling for the ball inside. Can't get it to him. Back up top, Boyle. Rotating around the perimeter to Beller. To Miller, top of the circle. Pierce went for the steal. Couldn't get it. Free throw line jumper is no good. Ball ends up in the hands of Zach Jackson, his 6th rebound. Zach will bring it down the middle of the floor. Looks for an outlet. Finally into the corner. Masker spots up for the 3, and he has it. John Masker, he is the offense tonight for 'Kearney Catholic. That is his 5th 3-pointer. He's got a game-high 17. Norfolk Catholic takes a while, but they do break the pressure. Then the pass knocked away by Mestel and onto the wall. Can't quite grab it before it goes out of bounds. 50-39. Norfolk Catholic, but 5 straight by the Stars. James, Holtmeyer, Mestel, Jackson, and John Masker on the floor for 'Kearney Catholic. Inbounds pass comes into the right-hand corner to Austin Becker. Sets the screen and hands it off to Boyle. And he'll toss it out farther to Beller. Flaherty in there with Miller. That's the 5 on the floor for the red and white of the Knights. Trying to just finish this one off, leading by 11. Turnaround one-hand jump hook that time by Boyle. No good, but The ball deflects out to Beller. Beller fires the three. It is no good. It hits the rim and then kicks over the backboard out of bounds to Kearney Catholic. So the Stars will have a possession, try to get it back to single digits. Jump ball would go to Kearney Catholic. Both teams have three timeouts left, all of them full. Jackson on the left wing to James. Masker. A three would go a long way here, and that's what they're looking at. James to the elbow. Now Holtmeyer with a little room. Back out Masker. Three-pointer. Too strong. Long rebound. Grabbed by Matt Miller. Stars just aren't getting any boards here in the second half. Into the front court, Becker. Becker drives left baseline, weaves his way through traffic, and lays it up and in. Second bucket for Austin Becker, 52-39, Norfolk Catholic, 3:45 to go in the game. Bryce James across the timeline. Picks the dribble up, goes to Mestel against this tight man-to-man defense. Bounce pass through the legs of Becker, ends up in Holtmeyer's hands, ends up on the floor, no foul, out to James. Three-pointer spins around, no good. Zach Jackson is there for the putback. And a timeout called quickly by Kearney Catholic. They will have two remaining. 3:27 to go in the game, and this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC, Norfolk Catholic 52, Kearney Catholic 41.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Sandy Creek. 3:27 to go in our boys semifinal. It is Norfolk Catholic 52, Kearney Catholic 41. We're also on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Thanks for joining us. Podcasts are up later on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Norfolk Catholic with the ball, trying to not turn it over. They've done a really good job of that in the second half. Only two of them in the paint. Little running hook is up and in. Engelhop. He has got 15 points, nine of them here in the second half, 54-41. James into the front court to Harrison Pierce. Pierce puts the ball on the floor. Spin move in the paint. Runner is going to hit the iron, no good. Ball is tipped out. Ends up in the hands of Bryce James. He'll take the floater. It just won't go after it sits on the rim. Then Matt Masker has it. He'll put it up, no good. And how about Masker again? And finally it goes. Well, the Stars got more rebounds in that little skirmish than maybe they'd had the entire half. And now a travel called on Norfolk Catholic trying to get out and go. That is their first turnover of the fourth quarter. Stars just trying to hang in there, but the clock getting away from them. It's been basically a 10-point game the entire half. Stars got it to 6 at one point. Norfolk Catholic got it out to 16 here in the fourth quarter. Right now it's at 11. 54-43, 2.5 to go. Bryce James top of the circle over to Holtmeyer. Stars will have to be very efficient here. Here's James for three. Can't get it to go. Tries to get the rebound. Zach Jackson is tied up, trying not to walk with the basketball. And the arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. Jackson with his eighth rebound. But the Stars have to score here. Jackson looking. Unguarded on the inbound. Tries to throw it out top. James. Montag went for the steal and went flying right by him, but James did not shoot it. To Williams on the right elbow. Back to Holtmeyer. Top of the key three. Barely got there. Rebound brought down by Matt Miller, his 11th. Miller trapped in the backcourt, gets it to Beller, and now they've freed it up. Long pass into the front court, and they overthrow Montag, and that will not please Coach Shane Anderson. There's a mistake that they can survive, but very unnecessary. So the Knights, who put up 80 last night in their win over Sandy Creek. In fact, it was 83-48. Won't get there tonight. 54-43, but they have controlled the game. Holtmeyer works his way through the double team, and he is going to be fouled before he shoots it. He dished it out to Pierce, who hits the three. That always stinks. You know, he made it, but it's not going to count. They're going to have to earn it from the line. Brady Holtmeyer will be there. And it's going to be a 1-1. He's 1 of 2, has 5 points. Free throw is short, no good. Rebound brought down by Miller. So Stars have had some possessions, but haven't been able to knock down the threes and have missed a couple of free throws. And time is going to run out on them. Norfolk Catholic ball, Engelhop gives it out on the right wing. Boyle. Boyle dribbles it out around midcourt. Swings it over to Montag in the left-hand corner to Beller. A minute 30 to go, 54-43 Knights. On the post, they get it inside of foul Pierce before it gets into the hands of Matt Miller. That will be the fourth on Harrison Pierce. And a 1-1 coming up for Miller. Kearney Catholic could take the approach of fouling every time now, because Norfolk Catholic's not a good free throw shooting team. They are 9 of 22 or 21 so far tonight, with this front end of the 1-1 coming up for Miller. Matt puts it up, and it is no good. And then the Stars almost have it taken away. Montag came shooting through there. Masker grabbed it and had it punched out of bounds. Low-scoring Pac-12 championship game. Still Oregon 6, Arizona nothing. 8.5 to go second quarter on ESPN Radio. The MAC championship, Northern Illinois 51-17. With a minute to go. Three-pointer in the corner is on the way, Zach Jackson, and it will not go. Rebound, Boyle. They'll foul him. Minute 12 to go. Boyle's the only one that's making free throws. He is 4 for 4, so that's the guy you don't want at the line. 12 points for Nathan Boyle. Third foul on Brady Holtmeyer. As we get ready to shoot some more free throws here. New West postgame show coming up. Waiting, 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 and now ready to go. Free throw is up, and it is in for Boyle. Checking in for the Stars, Harrison Pierce again. And Bryce James will check out. 1:12 remains in our game. Second free throw for Nathan Boyle, and it's good. He's 6 of 6 at the line, has a dozen points. 56-43, Norfolk Catholic. Jackson up the floor, crossover, dribbled off his foot, lost it. Coming up with it will be Boyle. Boyle hits the trailer underneath, reverse layup, won't go for Engelhop. Rebound brought down Tyler Mestel. He'll push it up the floor, looking for a screen, leaves it off for Holtmeyer. A minute to go. Holtmeyer picks his dribble up outside the arc. Back up top, Masker. Tries to get it to the cutter, Holtmeyer, and a hand check foul going to be called on the Knights and Nathan Boyle. His second. That puts Kearney Catholic in the double bonus here for Brady Holtmeyer. 48 seconds remain. Kearney Catholic will end up at 1-1. Norfolk Catholic 2-0. Both will play at 3:15 tomorrow at GICC. Free throw by Holtmeyer. Skips in. 6 points for Brady. 56-44. Second free throw on the way, and it is short. Rebound grabbed again by Engelhop. That'll be his ninth. Get it into the hands of Boyle. Stars trying to trap, not fouling in the backcourt, though. Miller double, triple teamed over to Beller. Lobs it into the right-hand corner, dumps it into the corner deeper to Engelhop. Back up top. Boyle goes ahead, walks with the basketball, and it's going to be fouled instead. He'll go to the line. Boyle to shoot two. 29 seconds remaining. Foul will be the fourth on Tyler Mestel, but none of that matters right now as the free throw is up and in. Boyle able to pad some of his stats right here. He's had a great night, and that is point number 15. Second free throw coming up, and he is perfect at the line tonight. 8 for 8. 58-44, back up to a 14-point cushion. Kearney Catholic will get it to Pierce, looking for another bucket, maybe two, if they can get a quick one here. Jackson to Pierce, fakes the three, got by his man, 10-footer, shorted it, got his own rebound. He'll try again, and he'll be fouled. So Harrison will go to the line with 16 seconds remaining. And we'll have a few more players come in for the last little bit. And waiting to get everybody into the ballgame, that was officially Jacob Beller fouling out with his fifth foul. Stars will get in Brock Kowalski. Also Braxton Bellamy's back in there. Nathan Williams. And it looks like John Hoosman is in the game. Pierce to shoot the two free throws. Try and put a couple more points up for the Stars. The first one bouncing around and in. 5 points for Harrison. In for Norfolk Catholic. Jacob Belachik is in there. Jared Martson checks in. Also into the ball game is Miles Verbka. And Nathan Zach. Second free throw is good. Kearney Catholic will sub in. John Bach gets in for the shooter, Harrison Pierce, who will end up with 6 points. 58-46, Norfolk Catholic, the final 16 seconds of the game. They'll get it in safely to Boyle, then Boyle dribbled it off his foot. So the Kearney Catholic youngsters that haven't seen much playing time yet will get an opportunity here. John Hoosman to throw it in. Dumps it into the corner to Bellamy. Bellamy gets it out to Kowalski. Back on the wing. Hoosman, one dribble. Here's a jumper in the corner for the Stars. That is no good by Kowalski. Rebound brought down by Boyle, and that is the final buzzer. It was basically a 10-point game all the way through. There was one charge by the Stars, tied it at 18, and then the next thing you know, it's 31-21 at the half, and they never got closer than six. So the final score here tonight, Norfolk Catholic, the number 7 team in C1, beating the number 9 team, Kearney Catholic, 58-46. We'll be back with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show right after this on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Fairfield, Roseland, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Welcome back to Sandy Creek High School, where it is time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Here are the numbers for the Norfolk Catholic Knights. I had Seth Montag with 6 points and 2 rebounds. Jacob Beller had 2 rebounds. He was in a lot of foul trouble tonight. Didn't get to play as much as he normally would. A team-high 16 points for Nathan Boyle. He was a perfect 8 of 8 at the free throw line. He also had 5 rebounds. Matt Miller had 9 points and a game-high 11 rebounds. Bo Schomer ended up with 4 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 block shots. David Engelhop with 15 points, 9 rebounds. Austin Becker, 4 points in the ball game, and Nate Flaherty had 2 points and a blocked shot. 15 rebounds in the first half, 22 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 6 of 12 in the first half, 7 of 14 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 1 of 3 in the first half, and 0 of 3 in the second half. Turnovers, 8 in the first half, and limited that to just 5 in the second half. Norfolk Catholic had 31 points at halftime, 27 in the second half, and the Knights finished with 58 points, 37 rebounds. They were 13 of 26 at the free throw line, 1 of 6 from three-point land, 4 block shots, 13 turnovers. Norfolk Catholic now 2-0 will play in the finals against Grand Island Central Catholic, most presumably, or Centura tomorrow. And we'll look at the numbers for Kearney Catholic right after this timeout.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Back on the New West postgame show, let's take a look now at the final numbers for the Kearney Catholic Stars. They had 6 players score tonight. Tyler Mestel, 7 points, 2 rebounds. Bryce James had a rebound. Matt Masker, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Zach Jackson, 8 points, 8 rebounds. That led the team on the boards tonight. Brady Holtmeyer, 6 points, 3 rebounds. Harrison Pierce, 6 points, 3 rebounds, and John Masker was the majority of the offense tonight. He hit 5 three-pointers, ended up with 17 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 block shot. 9 rebounds in the first half for Kearney Catholic, 16 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 4 in the first half, and then 8 of 10 all in the fourth quarter there in the second half. 3-point shooting, 4 of 10 in the first half, 3 of 16 in the second half. Turnovers, 10 in the first half, and just 4 in the second half. So that wasn't the problem for the Stars. They just didn't make enough buckets in the second half of play. 21 points in the first half, 25 points in the second half. Kearney Catholic finishes with 46 points, 25 rebounds, 11 out of 14 at the free throw line, 7 of 26 from three-point land, 1 block shot, and 14 turnovers. Kearney Catholic now drops to 1-1. On the season as they fall 58-46 in tonight's contest and will play tomorrow at 3:15 on ESPN 1460 and 1550 against the loser of the Grand Island Central Catholic Centura contest. We'll take a final break and hopefully we can get a quick chat in with Kearney Catholic coach Scott Carlin right after this.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the college level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to high school basketball and the New West Sports Medicine postgame show. Locker room a little ways away from our vantage point, so hopefully Coach Carlin will join us here in just a moment. In the meantime, a few scores that we have for you from boys games around the area tonight. Arapahoe beat Hayes Center, Bruning Davenport Shickley over Hampton. It was Harvard over Franklin. Millard West beat Kearney 51-33. Norfolk trashed Bellevue East tonight, 78-31. And here's Sandy Creek was a winner over Parkview Christian, 78-59. Plenty of girls' games tonight. Of course, Kearney Catholic, a 50-32 winner in their contest over Norfolk Catholic. They will play Centura tomorrow. Centura was a winner earlier this evening in their semifinal game with Lincoln Lutheran. Ainsworth beat Ord, Arapahoe over Hayes Center, Aurora down Schuyler, Axtell won better than Bertrand tonight, 49-48. Bellevue West beat Lincoln Southeast 54-52, so Kearney will play Lincoln Southeast tomorrow. The Lady Cats fell to Millard West tonight, 50-47. In other girls' action from around the area, Cambridge over Eustis Farnham. It was Elm Creek, 5 better than Southern Valley, 42-37. Giltner over High Plains. Grand Island Central Catholic beat Wood River 50-23. Harvard over Franklin. Also tonight in games, Lawrence Nelson beat Red Cloud. Overton picked up a win this evening, as did Pleasanton. Wilcox Hildreth beat SEM. Here the final score in our boys' game was 58-46 in favor of the Norfolk Catholic Knights in a battle of a top 10 teams, and a second straight night that the Stars played a top 10 team, and Coach Scott Carlin joins us here. And Scotty, kind of one of those games that there was never really much of a push. They got out to a 9-point lead. You made a mini run by hitting some three pointers, caught up, and then they got it back out to 10. That's where it was at halftime, and it just kind of stayed around that the whole second half.
Yeah, you know, we thought we played pretty well except for about a 3-minute stretch there in the second quarter where we didn't score and they kind of scored. That's the run that got it to 10. That was a night where little things kind of added up. You know, get it down to 6-8, one stretch, I think, maybe in the third quarter, give up two or three possessions in a row with second, third, fourth opportunities. You know, have a chance to cut into it, have a turnover. Not that they forced the turnover. That was the frustrating thing. I don't know how many of their turnovers or our turnovers they really forced. We have a guy that starts going back door and stops, and we're throwing the ball. I mean, those are the frustrating things. Fixable, but frustrating.
Yeah, early in the season and always some things you want to look at. You knew that the boards would be tough. They got you tonight approximately 37-25, but it was the second and third efforts, especially in the second half, that I think allowed them to kind of keep that lead between 10 and 12 points most of the time.
Yeah, that's what we talked about. I think one stretch we got it down to about 6. We had a turnover on
at Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
A little computer problem there. I don't know anything about it. It either works or it doesn't, Scotty. But we were talking the last night. You were able to pressure Parkview Christian. You couldn't get as much pressure tonight. Part of it's when you make it, you pressure them. And they were just bigger than you. So tomorrow, most likely, you won't be playing a team that's overly bigger than you, depending on how that plays out.
Yeah, there'll be a team we'll see later on in this year regardless, either Wood River or GICC. Both are going to be extremely well coached, very good teams. Third place games, I guess, kind of like to say there's a team that's a little more mentally tough at times. So who's going to come up ready to go, and who's going to be the team that steps back and says, I really don't want to be here? And I thought the attitude in our guys was good because all the guys kind of said, hey, we'd like to play these guys again. We didn't play our best. And that's encouraging because we could have been dropping our heads saying, oh, we lost. We lost a tough game. But these guys were saying, hey, we can play better and we'll do it tomorrow.
What about offensively? Because tonight, if Masker's a little colder, then you guys really do struggle offensively. What have you seeing the first two nights from your offense, especially in the half-court set?
We're stagnant. We're not moving. We're not cutting without the ball. And when we do cut, we're late on a lot of passes, so the guy can't do things with it. we really have to look to cut without the ball more and attack weak spots in the defense. We talk about spacing all the time in our offense, and guys are taking that spacing to be, okay, I'm going to stand around the three-point arc. I'm spaced, but, oh, yeah, there's that wide-open area, but I better not go there because that's inside the three-point line, and there's a force field line, it looks like, at times.
Well, we've got to get home so that we can get to Grand Island tomorrow. Yes. So, Scotty, we'll do that. And best of luck tomorrow, and we'll see you.
All right. Thanks, Doug. Thanks, Scott.
Scott Carlin, head coach, Kearney Catholic boys. They fall tonight 58-46, 17 points for John Masker in the girls' game. It was a win tonight for Kearney Catholic, 50-32. So most likely the boys will play Wood River tomorrow at 3:15. That'll be in the older gym at Grand Island Central Catholic. And then the new gym at 1:30, the girls' championship, will be Kearney Catholic and Centura. The games will be on ESPN 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West, here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. I'll talk to you tomorrow from the Kearney High Wrestling Invite, the final scheduled at approximately 4 o'clock. More sports right now is on ESPN 1460 and 1550, where the Pac-12 championship game is going on, and the score has been low. Oregon 13, Arizona nothing, 3:30 to go in the second quarter. Tomorrow, Wisconsin-Ohio State and the Big Ten championship game. Again, the final in the boys, Norfolk Catholic 58. Kearney Catholic 46. Good night, everyone.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.